Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
That's right. Don't get it twisted. Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com on the web. And on broadcast radio, it's WWPR 1490 AM. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We really, really appreciate it. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, back in the air chair. And shout out to my peoples, the birthplace of the R, Jersey City, New Jersey. And if you're not from Jersey City, if you haven't skated it out of skates so many hundreds of years ago, we used to be formerly known as the Pix Theater in Jersey City, actually McGinley Square, they called it, just a stone's throw away from Journal Square in Jersey City, the birthplace of the R, where I grew up at, and also where my co-host, Janice Scott Taylor, grew up as well. Hello, Janice. How are you?
Fine. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Just reminiscing a little bit about Jersey City, growing up there and how wholesome at the time it was compared to now. Boy, I tell you, I wouldn't want to be a teenager these days because it's almost like having to be an adult. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I was just reminiscing a little bit about the Outer Skates when they turned the Pix Theater into Outer Skates skating rink, and we all thought that was the worst thing that could ever happen. But, you know, as it turned out, we got used to it, and that's why I learned how to skate at Outer Skates on Bergen Avenue in McGinley Square, just across from Hudson Catholic High School for Boys in Jersey City, New Jersey. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much. www.theronkellyshow.com. www.theronkellyshow.com is the website, the official website of the Ron Kelly Show. You can go in and poke around. You can buy some things. You can read my blog and commentary. There's a whole bunch of things you can do over there. So just go on, mosey on over. Also, there's a link to my Facebook page, The Ron Kelly Show. Just mosey on over. It's www.theronkellyshow.com. Happy birthday, Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama turns 50, looking very well. She's the wife of the president. I mean, what do we expect? Michelle Obama, 50 years old today. Happy birthday, Michelle Obama. I understand that Beyonce will be singing at the party tonight. So that's going to be a hard ticket to get. You better know her or you're not getting in. But shout out and congratulations to Michelle, who turns 50 years old today. And you know, ladies, if you want a Barack, then you have to be a Michelle. Otherwise, it ain't gonna happen. Because remember, looking back on the 2008 election, how the president was being pummeled from every corner of the planet, and Michelle stepped up to the plate and took a few bullets for President Obama and took care of her man. And the president not only was the first African-American to become president of the United States, but he won a second time. And, I think that was one of the first presidential elections where the wife was actually dragged into it, because nobody messed with Barbara Bush. Nobody messed with Laura Bush. Nobody really messed with Hillary Clinton before Bill Clinton became president. So I think what happened with President Obama, we all know what it was about. Shout out to Michelle Obama, who stepped up to the plate and handled her business and helped her husband become president. The President Obama says often in interviews and what have you that he doesn't think he would have made president if it wasn't for Hillary. It wasn't for Hillary too, because she lost. But if it wasn't for Michelle Obama. So, again, ladies, hear me up. Hear me well. If you want a Barack, you have to be a Michelle. Once again, thank you so much, everybody. That's right. That's right, Janice. You got to be a Michelle. You can't be, you know, you got to step up to the plate and handle your business now. You can't just be on the two-person bicycle and you ain't pedaling. It don't work that way. You know,
that's
you got
right.
to put your feet on them pedals, and you got to pedal with your man. Bring something to the table. In any case, everybody, and shout out to all the radio hosts all across the country who are toiling in obscurity. Most of us, shouts out to y'all, and I share your pain, and I don't know how difficult it must be for a lot of radio personalities across the country who are good. Many of thousands of them who are good radio personalities, marketable people, and, you know, you have to, it's a shame. It's a shame because, you know, because radio is the only medium where you have to be somebody, and not to say that you're not anybody, but it's the only medium where you have to be known before you can get into it. Because most people who have radio shows today, Steve Harvey to Michael Bay, I'm not hating on them, you know, good for them. Ricky Smiley and these type of people. You know, some of the folks who have been on television, Hannity, with the exception of Rush Limbaugh, who was nobody and became the best, the number one radio personality in the country. Notwithstanding him, it's the only medium where you have to actually be somebody to make it in the business. So everybody, you know, just hold on. You know, keep doing what you do. You know, eventually, you know, it's going to happen for you. I know how you feel. I go through the same thing weekly with two shows. But, you know, you have to believe in yourself and know, not just think, know that you're going to be successful at some point. So shouts out to everybody who is on the shouts out to everyone who is on the radio today. All right, it's just a few minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show right here on blogtalkradio.com and WWPR 1490 AM. And, you know, speaking of mediums, I think the only medium where you don't have to be nobody to be somebody is reality shows. Because most people who are already famous stay as far away as they can from reality shows. They don't want to be bothered with them. So I think that the reality shows are the only place where you can go and be someone or become famous or well-known without coming in with a whole bag of with a bunch of followers is reality shows. And, you know, and there's one coming on tonight called Friday Night Tykes. And I saw a little piece of this Friday Night Tykes. We're going to get to our topics in just a minute, everybody. I saw a little piece of the Friday Night Tykes. And, wow. That's all I can say is wow. It's supposed to be, you look it up, you know, Google it, Friday Night Tykes. And where these little kids are playing football, 8, 9 year olds. And the coach is ripping them, and he's telling them to kill each other. And, you know, it's pretty intense. And I don't know why the parents would allow their kids to be involved in something like that. But they are. They allow their kids to be involved in being yelled at and screamed at and all kinds of stuff. And the coach is telling them to kill the other person. So it's very intense. But it's Friday Night Tykes. Check it out. I'm not advocating anybody puts their children into it, but it's crazy. It's really, really very serious the way they are forcing these kids to helmet-to-helmet hits and all kinds of stuff. I don't care if the other kid cries. Just crazy. More reality shows. Just like we needed another one. Anyway, it's a few minutes past the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. We're going to talk a little bit about the – I don't know if you've seen this, Janice, but we're going to talk a little bit about the posters. Now, I saw some posters, and I was I saw some posters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of
MLK.
Yeah, I see. I saw some posters twerking, like, you know, like Martin Luther King is going to be at a twerking party, you know. Just unbelievable. You know, can we disrespect the memory of Martin Luther King any more than that, Janice? I know you probably have seen some of these insults. And what did you think when you saw them?
When I saw them last week, I was outside because of the posters that they had put on Facebook and had his face put on one of the pictures, and it was disgusting to me. And they canceled the party or whatever it is. They sent out a thing and they posted it up and said everything was canceled because so many people were calling in and saying it was a disgrace. So it's been canceled. But it's sad that we have stooped that low to diminish him like that.
I think that I also think that you know, it's just part and parcel of what has happened since the death of Martin Luther King. See, because back in the day, people appreciated Dr. King. You know, back in the day, people appreciated Dr. King, and you know, as it turns like today in today's society, people don't even remember Dr. Martin Luther King. They don't remember. They don't think about the sacrifice that he made. I mean, it's blatantly evident with these posters. That wasn't the only one. There was one of Dr. King with a long gold chain around his neck. I mean, and I still hear people on the radio talking about MLK parties and stuff like that. What the hell? MLK party? I mean, like, what are you talking about? You know, what could you possibly be talking about when you're speaking of having an MLK party? You go out and shake your booty and all of this stuff at an MLK party. I just thought it was so outrageous, and it just angers me to no end to see how our people today, with the pants hanging off, you know, with the gun violence, with the blatant disrespect, the rap lyrics, bees and hoes and all of these things, calling each other the N-word, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I can go on and on about how we continue to disrespect each other. And now people are going to come up and say, oh, well, you know, Willie Lynch and what have you, and the light skins versus the black skin, dark skins. And you know, I can get with all of that. You know, I understand the concept of Willie Lynch syndrome, but that was 400 years ago. Now, since we know what the disease is, why haven't we found a cure? Distrust, disrespect, no respect for each other's lives, just absolutely outrageous. And I just can't understand it. I just cannot understand it for the life of me, how people can just overlook the contributions of John Lewis and the Alabama Five and these people who risked their lives, Rosa Parks, who said, I'm not giving up my seat. And, you know, because I watched the documentary last night about Dr. Martin Luther King, and they, not that long ago, I mean, people need to understand it. It wasn't that long ago where we weren't considered a person. It was the law that there had to be a 7-foot divider in between us and the white folks, that the black folks had to get a burger from the window. Like, they had a drive-up window for us, but we was walking up to it. And the white folks were able to go inside in the air-conditioned comfort of the establishment. And it wasn't that long ago. And people think that the 60s was not that long ago. You know, prior to the civil rights laws that were enacted in 1963, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. And many of us were alive at that time. And if you was a baby in 60, 61, 62, your mother couldn't take you. Excuse me. Your mother couldn't take you in a restaurant because you was a little black baby and you had to stay outside in the heat just like all the other black folks. So I don't think that people are getting that I don't think that's resonating with people, Janice. I think that everybody's just like, oh, well, you know, so what? I think that's what's happened to us, you know. It boggles my mind, really.
Yes, it does. The children of today, I don't believe that they really, really understand what we had to go through back then. I was born in the 50s. Matter of fact, my birthday was last week on Thursday. And
exactly.
I, you know, and thank you. And I, growing up in those, in that era, going to high school in Jersey City and to where Martin Luther King was killed and all the riots that were in Jersey City and in Newark, we destroyed our own property. And now that we have come this far to watch our children's children grow up with no respect, it's like they were never taught, and some of them have not been in school long enough to even open up a book to realize this is what happened because they're too busy on the street. They don't want to sit and listen to what happened back in the day. That was your time, because it has been said to me, oh, if I was coming up in that day, this wouldn't have happened, that wouldn't have happened. You don't know what would happen because, first of all, it was segregation, just like you was talking about. And we can come up with the Willie Lynch thing. I try to tell people about Jim Crow era, all of that I learned in college, and you learn out on the street. I remember Jersey City, it was one part we couldn't even go on West Side Avenue because the white people wouldn't let us. And so we have lost all of our sense of being by destroying our own selves, our sons destroying themselves, our daughters destroying themselves, everything that Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, those black leaders back then tried to bring up to where it is that we could stand up and they stood up for us to have something. All of that seems like it's going down the drain. MLK Day is nothing now but going to buy a car, going shopping, and now putting his face on cards to go to a twerk party. That is disgusting to me.
It is. It's totally outrageous, and it just, you know, it just magnifies. It just makes the powerful point about what has happened in Black America today, where we don't respect each other. You know, Janice, if we don't respect each other, we're not going to respect anybody else. So it's kind of par for the course with this type of behavior. I think that, you know, that our people are totally oblivious to what's going on around us. It's all about the hood, the corner, you know, what's going on the basketball court, whatever the case may be. You look on Facebook and you see what people are involved in and it, what they know about. I mean, it's just sad. It's just sad, the limits that we've placed on ourselves, and the limits we placed on ourselves and the violence we perpetrate on each other is just outrageous, because we put the Klan out of business. They don't even need to come around anymore. They don't need to come around because we're knocking each other off at such an alarming rate that they don't even need to come around. I was just watching, I kind of watch the news sometimes if I have time before the show starts, at a shooting in Philadelphia outside of a charter school just a little while ago. And just killings, murders, you know, teen pregnancy. People just don't care about nothing no more. I mean, I remember back in the day, if a girl got pregnant, they would send her to Siberia. Now, they throw parties for 13- and 14-year-old girls. You having a baby shower. For what? That's not a happy occasion. I mean, for what? It's outrageous. You know, we'll take a break, everybody. We're talking a little bit about the Dr. King and those outrageous posters and how Black America has disintegrated into something that I don't even recognize anymore. We'll be right back with more of the show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and also on WWPR. It's 1490 AM.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching at on society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on YourTalkRadio.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, everyone. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Janice Scott Taylor is here with me as well. And you can be with us if you want to, too. It's 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214 is the number to call in. You can log on to the Facebook page, The Ron Kelly Show, and make your comment there if you want. And we do what we do every Friday afternoon. It's 4 p.m. It's The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. And on broadcast radio, it's WWPL 1490 AM. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us this afternoon. We really, really appreciate it. We thank you so much. And we talk a little bit about it's King. Actually, King's birthday was the 15th, which was Wednesday, I believe, but it's going to be celebrated on the 20th, which is Monday. So, and it took a long time to get Dr. King's birthday to be recognized as a national holiday. Most people don't even know that. That's sad. I think Arizona was the last place, and they were like, no, we're not. They had to be practically blackmailed in order for them to accept Dr. King's birthday as a national holiday, because I remember they were supposed to have the Super Bowl. The NFL was going to hold the Super Bowl in Arizona, and they said no because Arizona didn't recognize Dr. King's birthday. So Arizona actually had to be blackmailed practically for them to enact the legislation that would make Dr. King's birthday a holiday there as well. It was the last state in the union. It was the last holdout, and they were pretty adamant. The home of Senator John McCain, presidential aspirant, the first man to get beat by the first African-American. He'll always be known for that. And Arizona was the first state to refuse to make Dr. King's birthday a national holiday. Flat out refuse. No, we ain't doing it. We got enough holidays as it is. But faced with the loss of the Super Bowl and all that revenue and tourism and all of those things that come with hosting the Super Bowl in your state, they finally gave in and said, okay, we'll let Dr. King's birthday be a national holiday. So, And you can't really say so much about that because our people are not even respecting the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Our own folks, our black folks, are not respecting the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. Not at all. So when you see white folks, as such as in the state of Arizona, not wanting to recognize Dr. King's birthday, when you see sheriffs, county sheriffs, one in particular, saying that he wasn't going to lower the flags to half staff because of Nelson Mandela's death. See, we are no better. We are no better because we don't herald the accomplishments of Dr. King, the Montgomery bus boycott, and these things that took place when Dr. King was the pastor of the Dexter Avenue Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We don't recognize the Memphis with garbage strike. That's how the president, I mean, that's how Martin Luther King was killed, because he was in Memphis for the garbage worker strike, because the white people drove the trucks and the black people stayed on the back and lifted the garbage, and they got tired of it. So Dr. King actually was in Memphis for that garbage worker strike when he was gunned down on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. Janice, and again, we're not going to talk about this the whole hour, but I think it's a shame that our own people, we can't even look at white folks, our own people are disrespecting, overlooking, however you want to put it, the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, what he meant, what he represented, the fact that he gave his life because he knew he was going to die. He knew somebody was going to shoot him. He gave his life. And we just, oh, well, it's oh, well. I mean, I can't imagine. If I was a son of King, I'd be lighting people up left and right. So my father gave his life for you idiots, and y'all just running around twerking and all kinds of stuff and not even respecting the legacy of what my father did. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And, you know, because I remember vaguely, because I was a little boy, little boy, when Dr. King was assassinated. And yeah, I don't remember 100% because I was a little kid, but I do remember the impact it had looking back on it years later. And I remember because we had to go to the we went to the auditorium. They had immediately we went to the auditorium when we heard that Dr. King had died. And I'm up there and I'm standing up. I can't even see because I'm so little and everybody's towering over me. And I just have vague memories of it, but I do remember they had an assembly, and they told us that Dr. King had been murdered, and it was, we just kind of, everybody was crying, and it, you know, let's fast forward to 2014, let Dr. King get shot now, and see what happens.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm.
You know, it's just so sad. It's so sad. See, we can't even – I see people on Facebook talking about the white man, this white man, that. I'm like, please, 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 please. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You know, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to further our cause? All you're doing is sitting back and pointing fingers. And, you know, when you point a finger, if you point a finger, look at your hand, three of those fingers are pointing back at you. So what are you doing? Nothing. And we just sit around and complain and complain and complain about what we're not getting. But what are we doing, Janice? I wouldn't build in some of these neighborhoods. No, as soon as you put something up, they're going to tear it apart. I wouldn't build there either. But, you know, why would I?
Well, you know, this is why in certain cities, they're telling you they're coming to build up the cities and they're making it so hard for you to stay, so you have no other choice but to move. And they move you right on out of the city.
Unless you can afford to stay there.
That's right.
But see, but in these neighborhoods that look like Beirut, you know, you can't expect somebody to, you know, come in there, some millionaire developer to come in there and start building, because look what's there. And you can see in some of the neighborhoods, you can see where they've built. The buildings are already, the houses are already boarded up, but they've only been up for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen places where the houses are boarded up. The houses are not even 5 years old, and they're already boarded up. You know, so I'm not coming in there with a truckload of money and going to try to rehab a neighborhood when nobody there really cares about what goes down. I'm not talking about everybody now. There's some good people. And, you know, there are good people in our neighborhoods. There are some good people in our neighborhoods. But but there's more bad than good. People letting their kids run amok. And it's just, you know, it just shook my head. It's so disheartening to see what's going on in the black community.
It makes you want to cry.
Yeah, and we can't really get nothing together because we're fighting over who's going to be in charge of it. So we can't really put together anything, you know. And then you go on Facebook and you see people writing the most eloquent, the most awe-inspiring words, but it ends there. I mean, what are you doing beyond putting pretty words on Facebook? Are you mentoring a kid? Are you working at a homeless shelter, volunteering your time? I mean, what are you doing? Putting pretty words on Facebook, putting pretty quotes on Facebook, and then it ends there. You're not doing anything else. And so I challenge people, look, stop putting those pretty words on social media and those quotes you're digging up from wherever you're digging them up from. Put some action behind those words. Do your words match your deeds? Probably not, because everybody wants to sound profound. Everybody wants to be profound. Everybody wants to, you know, provoke thought. I mean, come on, actually do something. Do something. And folks just, you know, and I just want to come behind them on Facebook and blast them because I know that all you're doing is writing pretty words and you're not putting any action behind them. And it's sad. It's really sad. And there's no end in sight. There's no end in sight. And then amongst the folks who ain't out there causing wreaking havoc, everybody thinks they're right. Everybody thinks they have the magic formula. You got, in Paterson, New Jersey, for example, you got four black people running for office, for the mayor's office, for example. Now, why can't we just have a consensus candidate? And not just Paterson, but anywhere. You got five or six black folks running. Why can't you just have a consensus candidate? And I don't mean to say that the candidate should be black or the winner should be black. But if you got four or five black people running, why don't you just have a consensus candidate? Somebody, we get together and say, okay, we think this person has the best chance to win. So we get behind, so the other three people, for example, if there's four, you know, decide on one, and then the other three use their influence to support that one. And then if the person gets elected, then maybe they can join the administration. But no, everybody got to be in charge. I got to be the head man, head nigga in charge. I got to be the big man on campus. So I'm not going to capitulate. I'm going to run. Y'all do what y'all want to do. I've witnessed it. I've been in meetings where people just say, well, I'm not going to be a consensus, a part of this consensus. Y'all do what y'all want to do. I'm going to run. So it's ridiculous. We can't even come together as a group. No unity in the community whatsoever. So we can't even come in as a group and just say, you know what, let's do what's best for all of us. Can't do it. I have to run. I'll have to be the mayor. I can't be, I can't help you. I have to be the mayor. I can't help you. So it's sad. It's sad. We have no unity. We have no respect for each other, for the most part. We can't agree on anything. And people are just looking at us like we're a big old reality show. But except for the fact that, you know, the people who die are not getting back up after they yell cut. And it's just, I can't talk about it enough. It's just outrageous. I'm going to change the subject in a minute because I'm about to get angry.
Well, sometimes you have to get angry.
Yeah, but our people need to come together. All we do is go on social media, Facebook especially, and complain, or we'll bitch and moan about this, that, or the other. I mean, come on. It's just ridiculous, Janice. It's ridiculous. And folks like you and me, the over 40 crowd, you know, we have to sit back and look at this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I remember when I was a little boy and I couldn't go nowhere without getting ratted out.
Me too.
I couldn't go nowhere without getting ratted out. Everybody was allowed to beat you. Everybody's mama was allowed to beat you. I mean, they wouldn't beat us like my mother would beat us, but they would spank us a little bit and make us go home if we were doing something we had no business.
That's right.
But it's just, oh, God. You just look around. You just want to blow the neighborhood up yourself, you know. What good is it going to do? Let me just set a bomb off in here and take care of everything.
Wow.
I just don't see, and I get maybe I'm just not a visionary. Maybe I'm just one of those people who I haven't given up per se, but I just don't see any effort happening where things can get better. You know, I don't see anybody doing anything. And what people are doing is the smallest stuff. You know, there are people out there, Janice, who are trying to make a difference. It's just not enough of them.
Correct. That's right. Yeah.
It's just not enough people. There are some out there. Now, I know y'all are out there. I know there are people on the front lines trying to get it together. You know, Reverend Sharpton, National Action Network. It just reminds me, I forgot I had to mention something that someone else is doing. I'll talk about that in a minute. Maybe after the break, I'll get into that. But, you know, it's just so frustrating to watch this. It's frustrating and it's painful, too. Every time a kid gets shot, you know, it's painful.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Maybe if we would stop trying to be the leader all the time and be in the background and not being seen, that's the problem. Everybody wants to be in the front. Everybody can't be in the front. Some of us have to stay in the back to take care of the things that need to be done. You know, start your own organization. Walk your own streets. You know, get your own association together. Call a town, a home meeting to where it is that, you know, your different groups come together. Your youth, you have a lot of youth that's out there, a mentor for the youth. It can be another youth that comes in and wants to take charge in your area, on your block. You know, the shootings, the drugs, everybody, they don't want anybody to snitch. But I'm quite sure that there's one child somewhere that says, look, I'm tired of seeing my family, my friend die. Each day that I go to school, I have to go with my head down. I'm crying because here's another friend of mine that's dead, you know, from somebody shooting or someone just minding their own business sitting on the porch and they're being shot. You know, it has to be in a community. Maybe some of the listeners will call in and say that they have started this already, a mentoring program, something in your community, in your churches or whatever it is, to stop the violence, you know, not want to be seen for anything, just work in the background to try to pull your areas together.
Right. We do need people to get together and come together and start doing something. We you know, again, it's too little. And hopefully it won't be too late by the time everything goes down. It's just a shame the way things are happening at this point. It's for But what we will do right now is we'll take a we won't take a break right now. We'll keep it moving. And we'll talk a little bit more about this before we go to break. It's just outrageous. I just don't get it. People are talking, but no one is really doing anything. And it's just a shame. It's just such a shame. And I forgive me if I'm being repetitive, everybody who's listening to the program today, but it's just a low-down, dirty shame. We'll come right back with more of the show. It's Ron Kelly Show with Janice Scott Taylor. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and on broadcast radio with WWPR 1490 AM.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on broadcast radio in sunny Florida. It's WWPR 1490 AM. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, Janice Scott Taylor in the studio as well. We thank you so much. Shout out to my homie, Lamont Gates. It's Real Talk Live with yours truly, Ron Kelly, and the unflappable Lamont Gates. Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, check us out right here on blogtalkradio.com. The link is blogtalkradio.com/Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly and Lamont Gates. So you can check us out Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And also, I need to talk about a good friend of mine, Danette Chavis. Danette Chavis has started a petition. And the petition is for, she's working on getting the petition signed, to bring attention to police brutality. And I'm going to give you the link in a minute as soon as I pull it up. And she's only got 4,000 signatures. Horrendous, horrific, you know, just pitiful that she's only got 4,000 or so signatures, and I got 4,000 likes, you know, and she's got only 4,000 signatures on this, she's got 4,000 signatures on this petition, Janice, outrageous, and she's had this for a while. This has been going on for a while, and she's there's only 4,000 signatures on this petition. Now, you know, there's a lot more black folks out there who are aware of police brutality, and I don't know some good cops. You know, shouts out to Commander William McCrary and Sheriff Burdnick and some other people who I know who are good police officers who would never engage former Captain Joe Franco, people who would never engage in any type of violence against people, but there are some who do. Unfortunately, there are some who do. Now, Danette Chavis is the – she's heading up the petition. It's the link is www.change.org/petition/national-action-against-police-brutality. That's the link. So go to change.org, and you can find her there, change.org/petitions/national-action-against-police-brutality. And you can go on there, and you can sign a petition authored by Danette Chavis, who is a staunch advocate against police brutality. And you can, you know, go on to the website, change.org, and you can find the petition and definitely put your John Hancock on it, as I believe I have done. And I promised that I would, because I want to be a part of this. I want to bring attention to folks who are, who may be being abused via police. I mean, it does happen. Nobody's perfect. These people are out there who don't like black folks, who didn't grow up around them and don't like them. There's racists everywhere. And there's definitely racists wearing blue uniforms. So definitely support the, not support Danette, but support the effort that she's putting out, change.org/petitions/national-action-against-police-brutality. You'll be so glad that you did. Anyway, in any case, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Janet Scott Taylor is here as well. And we are on blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show. You can check out the website. It's www.theronkellyshow.com. 24/7, you can go on there and you can read my blog, my commentary. You can purchase some merchandise from the Ron Kelly Show merchandise store. And there's a lot to do, so just log on to the website. It's www.theronkellyshow.com. Now, the Ron Kelly Show is available on Twitter. Well, not available on Twitter, but we have a Twitter page, the Ron Kelly Show. Of course, we have a Facebook page, the Ron Kelly Show. And the show is available on iTunes. And, yeah, it's available on iTunes. You can go on iTunes and you can check out archives of the Ron Kelly Show. And you can also go to blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show, and you can listen to shows there that you may have missed as well. So do drop in. It's The Ron Kelly Show, available just about any time you want, right here on the World Wide Web and on WWPR 1490 AM, everyone. All right, back to the show. You know, and thank you very much for everybody for listening to the program. First of all, I appreciate it, you, all of you who listen to the show every week. I thank you so much. And we were talking about the, you know, I let me move on to this, because we did talk about the King, and I didn't mean to take that long to talk about it, but I just got into it because I just got so mad when I think about the people, everybody who's not doing anything. But, you know, hacking is becoming a big problem in America. You can't even use a card no more to go anywhere. You got to go to the bank, get money, and when you go, you better know what you're going to buy and how much you're going to need, because you can't even go swipe your card anymore. Because we all heard about Target with the 100 zillion people who got their information stolen from there. Now they're saying Neiman Marcus has had their, which I don't shop there, so, but Neiman Marcus has had some information taken. And this is the tip of the iceberg, Janice. This is gonna escalate, because every time somebody comes up with some technology, somebody comes up with a way to beat it. And, you know, for the ladies who like to go to Target and all these places, you can't even really go anywhere anymore, because you're going to swipe your card and somebody's going to swipe your money.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Yes,
so you mm-hmm. can't even really, you can't go anywhere anymore. It's every time you turn around, there's some big breach of security, and this has been stolen and that's been stolen. So you can't go online anymore. See, because the web is wide open. See, it's easy pickings. You know, it's easy pickings. And all, you know, most of these people who do this hacking are people who design some of these systems. So they know it's easy for them to take, you know, go into it and take people's information. But have you heard about this, Janice? And do you shop do you shop with cash down when you go out, or do you just don't care?
I heard about it, and it's ridiculous. Target. Oh God! All of those people, it's not even the ones that use their cards during the Christmas holidays. It's even the ones that before then, they're talking about now that had used it previously, used their card. I haven't shopped in Target in a long time, so and even Marcus, I don't go in there. I think I've been in there once. But then you have other stores that have been compromised too. It's sad that you can't go in, you can't use your card now. Now that you have to go to the bank, you have to get money out, and you have to pay for everything. You know, you got a lot of people that are going around snatching pocketbooks again or pickpocketing. So now you got to watch where you put your money. I guess the women's going to have to put their money back in their bra again. You know, it's sad that we have people out there, and it's not the ones that are just fixing or, you know, that have made or designed these machines. It's even some of the young adults that, they're brainiacs, just sitting home and just playing with the computer and learning how to go in and mastermind everything. And it's gotten bad that you can't do anything. I was looking on through the Internet, and it was on through AOL, and it was talking about, I forgot what page it was on. It says instead of using your credit card, they can put something on your arm, on your wrist, and all you have to do is run your wrist through without using your credit card. I said, you know what? That is crazy. You know, that it's going that way. But I can't go into the store and shop anymore without my card because of the people there that's taking my information and just using it. It's really disgraceful now. It really is.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is it's not necessarily the people who are in the store now, because I remember when they used to use the slide thing before technology really began to take off. I remember the slide thing they used to use. You put your card in that thing, and they put the receipt in there, they put the card in there, and then they put the receipt, the carbon thing, and then they slide the thing across mm-hmm. of it, across it, I
correct.
Keep saying thing because I don't know what it means, and your information would be on that slip.
Right.
You know, that's how they used to do it, and then they would send the slip in and get the money. Now it's just hot-wired right straight to whatever credit card company that you are subscribed to. But now what's happening is that people are coming out from the outside and hacking in to the systems somehow, or they're putting something on the POS machine at the point at where you purchase your goods. I have heard also of them putting sliding something into the slot where you put your card in at the ATM. And steal your information that way, too, and then they just take your money later. I mean, yeah, the bank gives you your money back. But if you – I mean, that works for somebody like me. I mean, I don't have, like, a whole bunch of money in my checking account. But now if somebody who had a lot of money that was taken, I think they would probably want to do a little bit more of an investigation because it's a lot of money as compared to somebody like me that might have a couple of thousand, you know, in my checking account at any given time.
Well, I need to come see you.
That's usually what I have in there, because I don't really worry about like how much. Through the grace of God, I don't balance my checkbook. I just write checks because I know the money's going to be there, so I'm grateful for that. But so people have to like really start watching it now. People have to watch it now. With their money and going to stores, because you never know what store is going to get hit next. And these people who are doing this hacking are not dumb. You know, they're very smart people. So so they know what's going on. So I would suggest anyone who has to go to the store to watch it, keep, you know, just watch it. Use cash if you can, you know, because technology has opened us up to exposure of this kind of thing now. So, you know, we definitely have to watch it, because you never know what's going to happen. It's about 5 minutes left of the program. I want to thank everybody for listening. I was just watching something earlier today. I must be in the wrong business, because there was a baseball player who got a 7-year contract of $30 million a year. I mean, just to throw a ball.
Wow.
So I'm in the wrong business. $30 million, $215 million for 7 years, which is outrageous. So what could Babe Ruth have been worth in today's money? Or some of these other people, some of the black players in the Negro leagues who were much better than the white players back in the day. Now, I don't make this a white and black thing now, because I know white folks listen to the program, so y'all keep listening to the program. This ain't about black and white. But, you know, I get these pop-up thoughts, and I'm like, what would some of the better players from back in the day who only got maybe $10,000 a year or something like that, what would they be worth in today's market? They probably wouldn't be able to pay them, you know. But, yes, everybody, as Janice said earlier, everyone, you know, do something, especially black folks. You know, when you're in the hood, there's something that you can do. You know, there is something that you can do. I mean, we all need to come together, and I don't mean to sound like we're going to sing – hold hands around a campfire and sing Kumbaya, but we need to come together and try to do something to help our communities. It's our kids that are dying. You know, I have a son who's 22 and lives in Philadelphia, and the first thing I thought about was him. I mean, it wasn't him, but the first thing I thought about was him. And I'm not fearful, because I put my faith in God, but you know, there's always that little thing in the back of your mind where you do kind of sometimes, like, worry, like, because anything can happen. So, you know, especially folks with kids out there on the streets, the summer's coming again, and you see all the violence that took place in the winter. Now, imagine how it's going to be in the summer, because violence and gunfire and all of that stuff usually takes a break in the winter months. But this year, it went straight through. And people are getting shot at the same rate they were in the summertime. Because, you know, Janice, the violence always goes up in the summer because there's more people outside and it's hot and people are less tolerant, you know. And it's a better environment for violence. But nowadays, like this last year, the violence went straight through the winter. It didn't stop. People get robbed. You can't go on the corner. It's just terrible.
Very.
You know, carjackings in Bergen, Essex County, for example, almost 500 carjackings. That's a lot of people getting. That's a lot of people getting escorted out of their cars. You know.
Yep.
Because what has happened is that the technology has gotten so good that people, cars are harder to steal now. Because a friend of mine, I mentioned it, I'm not sure if I mentioned it on this show, but a friend of mine who has a new Jaguar, it has the fingerprint recognition. So you have to put your fingerprint on this screen in order for the car to start. I mean, in addition to the key.
Wow.
And these fools try to take his car. They couldn't take it, thank goodness, because he had fingerprint recognition, and they didn't know how to use it, these idiots. So they wound up just leaving him. But the man got hurt. Hit him in the head with the gun. Why you got to beat the man up? You know? That's the thing they do. They shoot people after they rob. I mean, I feel bad enough that you robbed me, you know, because my manhood is already shattered. Now you're going to shoot me too? It's outrageous. But anyway, thank you, Janice. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you back here next week for an edition of Ron Kelly Show with Janice Scott Taylor. Until then, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you. Take care, and we are out.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron
Ron Kelly Show. The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
On BlogTalkRadio.com.